Hey guys, Megan Martin here. Instead of your typical cause and creation episode, we're actually doing a feed drop. This is of the first episode of Root, a game of Might and Right on the Apon Please podcast, also part of the All Ports Open network. I'm so proud of everything we've been doing with this. We've got some really talented players, and I'm so excited for the song that we get to use from Charming Disaster. So I'm shamelessly sharing all of our hard work here. If you like it, go check us out on Apon Plays, link in the show notes. Our first episode is actually episode 96 on that podcast order. There was a little bit of confusion about that. So we've got two episodes out now, plenty more to come. I hope you laugh and have as much fun listening as we did making it. So without further ado, here's Root. Cue the applause.
All ports open.
Once upon a time, in a vast wilderness far away from your doorstep, lay a land of foxes and mice, of princes and paupers, of great love and of great war. Once stood the magnificent Eerie Dynasty, a monarch of birds who ruled the land with a firm and feathered hand. Then came the cats from across the sea, led by the Marquis de Cat, who sought to industrialize and take hold of the forest with a clawed and steely fist. Lastly, the denizens, a rebellion of woodland creatures who sought freedom and independence from both of the tyrannical factions, an uprising known as the Daisy Chain. In this war-torn world, animals fight to find their place. The most adaptable of them, the vagrants. Creatures of no faction, no home, no loyalty. Writing their own stories. These are the adventurers of the tales we'll tell. Welcome to the world of Root, a game of Might and Right. Copyright, trademark, all that good stuff to Magpie Games.
Little blackbird over my shoulder, voice like ice, cold, cold running water.
Eyes made by black magic marker.
Little blackbird, help me find my way, for I fear this might be the end of my days.
Clever as foxy, running beside me, teeth like a trap, snap shut behind me.
Flash, you find smile so wicked and wily.
Clever at foxy, I'll stay well away,
for I fear this might be the end of my days.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Apon Plays on the All Ports Open Network. I'm your game master, Megan Martin, and I'm here with Shannon Spangler, Joshua Wise, Jordan Gosnell, and Casey Reardon, your game players. And we're going to be going through Magpie's Root tabletop role-playing game. So basically D&D, but with furry little adorable woodland creatures and, you know, bloody vicious war. It's going to be a great time. So I'm going to go ahead and let everybody tell us about our characters, and I'm going to go in reverse alphabetical order. So let's start with Joshua Wise.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I'm Josh. I'm playing Thamarick, a fox scoundrel. He lived a bit of a playboy life, morning light clearing where he lived, until he got his eyes opened to the sort of ruling evils of the power of the Eyrie Dynasty, and he became sort of a terrorist type figure, and he decided to spite the birds, he would don the face of another flying creature, a bat. And so Thamarick is a rich playboy fox who wears a bat mask to fight the powers that be.
This is such a cool idea. Somebody should make a movie about a playboy who wears a bat mask.
Yep. It's a totally new idea.
I love it. All right, Shannon Spangler.
Hello there. I am Josefina de Vander Wallen Marconi Francescondo, the most honorable Marquess de Ponteleon. But you can call me Josefina. Or, you know, Your Honor, if you'd like. I am descended from the Eerie Dynasty, though I have been We're just going to say that my family and I disagree. So, I rely on the kindness of strangers most of the time. I wander from place to place. I am a vagrant opossum. Just an attempt to, you know, find my prior royal status and asking for help wherever I might need it.
Beautiful.
I didn't know we were doing it in voices. Gotta show off that character.
Shannon's
voice.
Always in a voice, so this is perfect. All right, Casey Reardon.
Hello. My name is Apricot Brandy III. I am playing a fox, and he is a wonderful little tinkerer. He has been working quite hard to try and improve the banking system here in the forest. It did not go very well the first time, and currently I am working as a vagrant, but it is only a temporary until I figure out the best method to fix the problem that I created, causing the banks to crash for several days. But I will get it right, and I will redeem myself in the eyes of the banking clan.
And Jordan Gosnell.
Hi. I am Blade Greenleaf, a rabbit ranger. I am a loner by nature, and I prefer to keep to myself. I would divulge more, but honestly, my business is my own. I do call home the forest. I feel most at home there. Teas are my specialty, which I hesitate to divulge any secret recipes or anything. Maybe you'll come to learn some of my secrets, maybe not. I prefer to keep to myself, and honestly, I do work better alone, but reluctantly at times, I do have to take on quests with others, and I am hoping this proves fruitful.
Oh, darling, it's going to be fabulous. Don't worry about it at all.
I love a mystery. Amazing. All
it's
right.
Hard not to be fruitful awesome. With an apricot.
That is true.
All right. And with all of that, we are going to dive into the woodlands, if you guys are all ready. We don't have to go over a meeting. You guys just all ended up in the same boxcar. If that's fair, so is everybody to get down with the story?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody yeah. wave if
absolutely.
You're ready. Perfect.
That joke.
I can't, that's the joke. I can't
see wait,
anybody.
How do we wave?
Nobody yeah. can see anybody.
I'm so,
nobody
I've been very confused.
It's a lame
but...
joke, but I'm sticking to it.
No, I'm with, I love it. Those are my...
And I'll... I will wave every time.
Wingap Refuge is a destination for many seeking a safe place. In the current turmoil of the fighting factions of the Woodlands, whether fleeing from the volatile old powers of the Eyrie Dynasty, the trailblazing Marcosette Cats, or the chaos of the well-intended or maybe not so well-intended rebellion, many a creature has sought entrance to this utopia. For many a separate reason, you have found yourselves in a tight metal boxcar that slowly chugs from the outside woodlands through the harsh and imposing barracks and into the sanctuary where no faction has been able to assert their ownership. It is a peaceful place. Your metal holding is a stark contrast to the beautiful serenity outside of its barred windows. Houses stand secure, decorated with beautiful gardens. Families of foxes go about their day making bread, forging steel, living quiet and blissful lives. It is all sustainable and safe. Young pups go to and from school, skipping unattended on the streets or playing in the metal-structured playground near the town square. Other animals roam as well. While the air is primarily filled with foxes, other species have found a home here, be it the occasional bird, possum, or badger. There are even metal tracks with a small enclosure for the few mice citizens to get around safely without worry about being caught underfoot. This is a place untouched by the war outside, and many a refugee has come here seeking safety, knowing that they are protected by the large barracks guarded by exemplary weaponry, a private bubble. The boxcar comes to a halt in front of a cheery small cottage. An old fox with a gnarled back and gnarled cane stands by the door, smiling and waving. He has a lovely floral robe on and a flowery daisy chain on his head. The guards who open the door are not quite as friendly They do not smile, and they do point swords at you as they motion for you to exit. There are three of them. One who is obviously in charge with a more imposing scar over his eye and shark teeth exposed from a constant snarl. Do you guys exit the boxcar?
Question, is it a step down off of the boxcar onto the platform?
It absolutely is. Do we need to hold out a hand for you, princess?
I absolutely reach my hand out to the scarred guard and say, oh, could you just be a darling? I just need a little help. Just hold my hand as I descend, please. I don't want to trip.
He grunts, but he does take your hand with his non-sword hand.
Wonderful. I take his... obviously, like, step down using his help, like, leaning on him definitely more than I need to. Just say, oh, you're such a dear. Darling, what is your name? Thank you so much for your help.
He kind of, like, grunts again, and he goes, Zachariah.
Well, Zachariah, that's such a wonderful name. Sort of biblical. Love it. Well, thank you so much for your help, darling. What's the best place to go from here?
He again just kind of, like, growls, like, oh. And just kind of, like, jerks his head over at the much more pleasant-looking fox.
Of course. Thank you so much. Well, won't be forgotten. Bye. And I kind of, like, skip away a little bit.
Beautiful. Anybody else seen any special accommodations to get out of this boxcar?
Not necessarily accommodations, but, like, as I'm stepping out, my suit is slightly tattered from being in the woods a little bit after my escape from the bankers, and I go to step out and immediately trip and fall on my face. I stand up quickly and just kind of brush myself off and say, well,
none of them even try to help you up.
I'm fine. Nobody help me. Yeah, no, it's fine. I need no assistance whatsoever. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thamarick is gonna just look at Blade and sort of like tilt his head towards the door and shrug.
All right, so the older, cheerier fox rushes up to greet you guys, shaking your hands. His grip is surprisingly strong, given the way he's, like, leaning on the cane. And he says, oh, hello. Always exciting to see new faces. The more the merrier, my dears. I hope you had a pleasant travel.
Oh, it was horrible. We were just trapped in that box. It was so miserable. You wouldn't have anything to drink, would you?
Oh, do we have anything to drink? Madam, follow me.
Oh, the music to my ears.
Beautiful. He leads you into the cottage. There are tons of cushy chairs, pillows that you can sit on. The room is filled with food, fruits, berries, vegetables, pastries all over all the tables. Anything you can imagine, it is in this room.
Ugh, wonderful. I immediately sit down and, like, start stuffing my face with. If there's alcohol, I drink it. If there's not alcohol, I eat it.
Well, there is no alcohol.
Oh, that's rude. Do you have anything, I don't know, a little bubbly, perhaps? You know, just to, you know, wet my whistle, I say to the host.
Oh, we absolutely have some carbonated water. I could have some of the guards fetch that for you. But unfortunately, this is a dry communion, as they say. You know what they say. We just want to keep it nice and safe for everyone involved. None of those outside vices.
A what? I'm sorry. I'm really not sure what you just said. A dry? As in, like, there's nothing to drink anywhere? I'm, like, starting to, like, make a growly face.
I would take some of the sparkling
yes,
water.
No, absolutely. Well, we have some sparkling water over here in the corner. And I can have the young fox tanner fetch some more if you guys run out. But yes, no, we do have a bit of a new alcohol policy in this particular venue. We just don't want people out of their heads. We feel that the bliss that we provide is best served sober.
That's such a charming thought. Oh. And I, like, move off to go eat something.
Charming. Ooh, charming. I like that. And he, like, pulls a little notepad and he, like, writes that down.
Josephina does not think it is charming.
When Thamarick walks into the room, he's actually just going to walk in the front door and then step to the side. And just sort of lean his back against the wall next to the door.
When Blade enters the door, she goes into a far corner, stands with her arms across her chest, doesn't eat or drink anything, and just waits.
I think Apricot is just sampling the sparkling water and just taking a sip, sitting on a nice cushy chair, enjoying himself.
Well, I'm about to get back into character, but Megan is very disappointed that nobody is partaking in this meal that she laid out, but...
Oh, there's a meal? No, I'm taking the meal, for sure.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like all, like, everything but meat, just because, like...
Oh, you know,
we're all animals, and I felt like it was... I had a very long fight with my roommate about, like... how dark it would actually be if we included meat. So
you mean that thing that most animals eat? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a possum. It's kind of like that Zootopia route where it's like if all the animals are sentient, are we eating each other? So it might come up later, but as of right now, it's just fruit and veggies.
In absence of alcohol, I have started stuffing my face with particularly anything sweet.
Oh, there's tons of pastries.
Great.
So Thamrick is going to walk over near Josefina and sort of gesture with his paw towards her glass as if she should sort of offer it over to him.
Josefina raises an eyebrow and like... daintily hands over the glass.
He doesn't take it, but he pulls a little vial from his belt, pops the cork, and pours it into the drink. And stuffs the cork back in.
Upon seeing Josefina, like, lights up, just totally different demeanor. She was super skeptical before. Now she's like, oh my goodness. She like swoops over, kisses him on both cheeks in like a very like kind of way and like whisks herself off. But like in a way that doesn't like flash the drink in front of the host's face.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to roll for a roguish feat on that one. And these are all 2d6s. And I'm going to roll against you.
I got a 8.
Okay.
So did I.
I rolled... Okay, so he rolled low enough that, like, he doesn't actually know what's going on, but he did notice, like, you two maybe getting into a little bit of mischief over there. So he's going to interrupt mm-hmm. your guys' feast and do a little bit of an introduction. And he says... Oh, hello, everybody. I'm so sorry. I do appear to have forgotten to introduce myself. At Duell Buford Henny, you can call me Abby. And as you can see, this is a very special place. As much as we want to be accommodating as we can, you understand, we can't just let everyone in. So it's important to the sanctity of this place that we screen our new residents. So I just have a few questions for all of you whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm an open book, darling. Just go ahead and ask.
Yes, of course.
All right. Wonderful. So first, I'm going to need to know everyone's names. And he, like, pulls out his little notepad again.
I very specifically, so as to be too fast for him to actually write this down, say, well, I'm Josefina Vanderwall and Marconi Francesconda, the most honorable Marquesa de Pontelleon. And I just smile. I will not repeat that.
He gets it all down. I rolled for it.
I'm impressed.
And he looks specifically at our other friend who may have been up to a little bit of mischief.
Oh, hello. I'm Thamrick.
Thamrick?
Yes, my name is Apricot Brandy III. You may have heard of me. I am quite a big deal with the bank.
Oh, my dear, I'm sure I haven't. Anyways, and our last guest?
Blade.
Wonderful. And from what clearing do you come from?
Would you like us to answer in the same order we did before?
I think that would be best, since I have you down in my notebook as such.
Well, I'm from a little bit of everywhere. It doesn't really matter where I'm from. I'm just happy to be here now.
I'm from the Morning Night Clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I'm from the Clearing of the Glittering Coin.
Oh, of course. And you? And he looks over at Blade.
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, it is one of our questions, but you know what? I understand. To each their secrecy. May I know all of your previous occupations before coming here?
What is it really to have a job? I mean, like, I've never really been employed, if you want to call it that. I merely observe the world in an engaging way.
Oh, of course, Miss Josefina, we We here love to live a little bit of a life of comfort, but I do want to know, what do you expect to provide to our community?
Entertainment. Big smile. And, like, jazz hands.
Yeah, he doesn't respond, but he is writing a lot and furiously in his notebook.
I'm sorry. What exactly are you writing there? Can I see? And I, like, kind of nose into his notes.
He immediately, like, presses it to his chest, and he's like, oh, no worries. This is just, you know, a little bit of a preliminary screening. Nothing important, I assure you. And the rest of you?
I was a bit of a playboy philanthropist. So I suppose I could offer a bit of patronage of the arts and charitable work and that sort of thing.
Oh, a playboy. Well, it sounds like you would offer a little more than patronage, but wonderful. And the rest of you?
Yes, well, I worked for the banks, so I could help with some accounting or perhaps maybe a little bit of bookkeeping. I love a spreadsheet, let me tell you. I could spend hours just staring at a single spreadsheet.
You know, it's so funny. In a neighborhood like this, which prides itself on letting people fulfill their dreams and live out the lives that they've always wanted, there's just no bookkeepers or accountants. So, wonderful to meet you.
Oh, wonderful. That means there's quite an opportunity here.
And, Blade?
I love it.
I am a ranger now, which is all you need to know. And if you're curious, I am known for a swift blade and for shadows in the darkness.
Oh, I see that you live up to your Christian name. Wonderful. So,
rather spooky. I love it.
Yeah, so, very good. Okay, so let me take a look at my notes. Crunch a few numbers.
Oh, would you like help?
Oh, no. I think I've got it. You all fail.
I'm sorry, what?
But never fear. I can see the look of shocks. It's totally fine. So you are eligible for our redemption package. In truth, no one passes our gates for reasons they're proud of, or else they rarely end up here at all. But here in Windgap, we believe in second chances, second starts. We want to be the wind beneath your wings to bridge the gap between your old sorry selves and your sparkling new life. That sounds corny, right? And he kind of like writes in his notebook a little bit and then crosses himself out and he's like, we're still workshopping. You know, the marketing. Any hoozles. The point is, we're going to let you enter our establishment based on deeds, and we have a simple assignment for you to prove your worth. Your acceptance and successful accomplishment will be your ticket to entry. Exciting? Yes?
I think Apricot's gonna, like, kind of sidle over to him and just be like, listen. I understand why they might not have made it in. They seem kind of shifty, and most of them didn't even answer your questions. But between you and me, this is just sort of an intermediary stop. I should be getting in good with the clearing of the glittering coin quite soon. I just need a place to stay. Until then, could be a day, could just be, you know, maybe a few months. But, you know, I think that I should be able to get in here just fine. I don't understand.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand that you weren't looking for a more permanent residence. You see, we are trying to build quite the community here, so that definitely needs to be taken into account. And he starts furiously writing in his notebook.
Wait, hold on. That's not what I meant. I plan to stay here forever. Yes, obviously. Maybe it's not a family. I saw quite a few children run across the street. I love children. Love them.
Oh,
excellent.
Okay. Also wonderful to note, he also makes a couple notes. As I said, we are less concerned with who you were before you entered our barracks and a little more with you just kind of showing us who you can be and what you can contribute to our community. So, would you like to know
the chat? I'm very sorry. I'm a Marquess, you see. So, the title is usually what I bring to most communities. I've never been rejected before. I just don't know what to do with this.
You've been associated with the Marquis de Cat?
No. Well, it's a different one.
Oh, but that's very interesting. I didn't realize that we had any of the French in here before the cats came around.
Yes, no, do I look like a cat to you? I'm possum, so I'm not.
No, ma'am, you do not. Well, as I said, this is a factionless place, and I am only offering you a very simple ticket to entry that none of you have even asked for the details on.
What do you need done?
All you have to do is deliver a nice supply of food to our mouse brethren in the north at Oakenholt.
I will do it.
One of our guards will escort you. Just a little bit of charity to show that you fit in.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
How far away is that exactly?
Okay, so we're all down for the challenge.
We are down to clown, as they say.
Well, there are two clowns.
If I must
this,
be put
so,
to
let's
work
use our words wisely.
Like a...
Yeah, you choose your words, Kat.
If I must work like a plebe, I can do that, I guess.
Oh, I promise you it will be no work at all. You see, we'll even have one of our guards escort you. All we ask is that you go along with them and help hand out the supplies.
Oh, like at a gala where one like hands out money in order to make other people feel like smaller than you are. Absolutely. I know exactly what that is. Fabulous.
Yes, absolutely.
You
like to
people
think
handing
that
out
way.
Money is what causes the bank crash. That's all I'm saying.
It's just, a slight trip to the country to hand out some food to some happy faces, and then you're back here with a new home.
I was made for tasks like this. Absolutely.
I suppose.
So Abby is going to take you out to, again, those three guards. I'm assuming you guys are going to get a little bit more of a look at them. Again, we have our main guard with the scar over his eye, who is quite a bit taller than everybody else. Very intimidating. We have a female fox next to him who looks equally as scary, minus the scar. And there is a short young pup of a fox who is with them. His armor is, he's swimming in it. It's way too big for him. It's very obvious that he doesn't actually have his own and he's just wearing someone else's. And he looks barely 20 in human years, whatever that is in fox years.
Oh, well, Zachariah, you'll be coming with us, I assume. I address the guard who helped me down from...
This is the first time that you have seen him smile. Zachariah will not be taking you. Abby motions for the young little fox to come forward. And he says, oh, yes, so this is Tanner. He's one of our new recruits. He's going to be your escort. Again, don't worry. It's a quite simple mission. This is a little bit of a breaking in period for him as well. And Tanner stumbles forward, pretty much tripping over his own feet. He tries to give you guys a very dramatic bow, and his visor from his helmet falls down over his face, and he pushes it up and he says, hi, hi, Tanner Foxfire. Pleasure to serve you.
Yes, well, I feel safer already.
Oh, well, aren't you? There's the most charming little thing in... Just the most charming little thing in the world. But I'm personally just rather someone a little more experienced. Zachariah, are you sure you don't want to accompany us?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Abby, cuts it and he is like, no. Zachariah is the captain of our guard here. I'm afraid he'll be remaining with us. But I promise you, Tanner is capable hands for your journey. And Tanner kind of tongue, hanging out of his mouth, overeager puppy, is just I was top of my class, and I'm really, really excited for my first assignment, and I think this is going to be a really great adventure for all of us.
You're so charming.
Blade sighs.
Can he even drive? Just curious.
Oh, I mean, the deer drive the cart. I'm just going to be, here for protection. And he kind of does a little fist pumping gesture, and he again, just like completely his visor falls over his eyes.
Sure, protection. I think we might be fine without him. I just kind of look over at Blade.
So, Abby and the others are very confident in their choice. Abby goes back inside the cottage, and the other two slightly more capable seeming foxes return to their posts elsewhere. And so you are left alone with Tanner, who is already looking at a map to see how to get to Oakenhold. He is looking at it upside down, but with a fervor of excitement.
I'm just going to grab it and flip it over for him.
Okay. So, you guys can totally see the map. There are three different ways that you can get to Oakenhold. Oakenhold, again, is a mice faction up in the north. And in order to get there, you can either go through Underleaf, which is a completely bare clearing that is completely factionless as far as anyone's concerned. Nobody resides there. It's actually one of the few untouched places during the war. There is Sundell, which is the ruins of an old dynasty city. Used to be run by the birds. Now there is no one there. There is a very great rumor that it is haunted that you guys would all know about. It is one of the only haunted places in the woodlands. Or you can go through Ironbane, which is a fox-led, Marcosette-heavy, completely progressive city. There are no trees. It is like full-on like NYC for the forest.
100% want to go to the city.
Same.
Just saying, that's
I'm just gonna say,
bet.
I mean, the city, again, you guys are transporting from a factionless place, and this is the only place that has a very heavy faction.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily feeling the city. Perhaps the first one, not the haunted one, and not the city.
Seems to me the only place we're going to encounter any real culture would be the city.
Right, culture, sure, and people who may or may not be, I don't know, friendly?
Well, you can't go anywhere where people aren't friendly sometimes.
Sure, exactly, except where there aren't people.
This drink is only going to last me so long, so I would much prefer we go and, you know, see people.
So, Tanner is going to kind of pipe up a little bit and just kind of, yeah, absolutely. Ironbane is supposed to be a great city. As long as you don't mind the guard towers and the guards and the cats and the,
How many guard towers?
I'm sorry?
How many guard towers?
No.
Oh, just one that basically makes up the entire middle of the city. I mean, it's pretty much the biggest hub that the cats have, but if you're interested in alcohol, I mean, it's definitely, there's going to be a tavern or two, but...
I'd say we just kind of get where we're going and come back here. Sound good? Let's do that. Let's go through the empty place and just get where we're going.
For what it's worth, I don't necessarily... The cats, the Marquisette, we have title disagreements. I probably shouldn't mess with them too much. So we could go somewhere else. That's
fine. Weren't you just flaunting your title?
Blade pipes up. I agree with the apricot.
So do you want the bears or the ghosts then?
The bears.
Oh. I mean, it's ghosts or just nothing.
Yeah, the nothing bears.
I mean, Underleaf is a completely untouched place. It would be smooth sailing, and then, and he, again, kind of does, like, a very dramatic bow to Josephina, and he's like, if you want to drink on the way back, I mean, we can always stop through the city, but I just feel like maybe with, you know, traffic and all that, maybe a more untouched place might be easier, and then we could stop and make more of a pleasure trip on the way back.
I like, pinch his cheek. You're so precious.
He blushes.
Yes, we should avoid the city for this moment. That's what I think. And as for flaunting one's titles, I glare at Apricot, one does not flaunt nobility.
I'm pretty sure that's all nobility does, but okay.
All right, so are we going through Ghost Town, Sundell, no. or Underleaf the Clearing?
Underleaf.
Who'd Underleaf?
Not about ghosts. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. All right, huge thank you to Magpie Games for letting us play Root for this fun adventure. Thank you to A Charming Disaster for the use of their song Little Blackbird as the intro. They're one of my favorite bands. If you want to find out more about them, you can find them on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, all the places. And they have a new single out, Spooky Action, so you should definitely check that out. For more on our players, you can find them on their socials. I'm going to post all that in the show notes. You can follow them for exciting news and projects that they have going on. You can listen to Joshua Wise on his other podcast, Weeping Cedars and No Avatars Allowed. Or you can backtrack on Ape on Plays to catch his run of Vassin. Casey Reardon is the DM for his own D&D podcast, RP Jesters, on Spotify and iTunes, all the podcasting places. Shannon Spangler can be seen in the film A Nightmare Wakes. That's available on Shudder. It's amazing. I've already seen it. You should definitely watch it. And for Jordan Gosnell, she has many upcoming showings that you can attend for the award-winning film Like Daughter, Like Mother, starring her. There's a showing actually coming up at Skyline Indie Film Festival in September. As for me, catch me here, catch me on my other podcast, Causing Creation, on this network, or catch me on the socials. I put everything that I'm into on Instagram for the most part, so you can find it there. And smash that follow button if you haven't already. Leave us a review if you want to be nice. And most importantly, have a nice day, y'all.